Good morning. We're continuing Chayyavim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Vav, which deals with the concept of Zvizim, Makdimim, and Mitzvahs. So we raised the question, what happens when you have a conflict between Zvizim, Makdimim, and the Mitzvahs and other elements of Tanoia, of Asiyas Mitzvah? For example, we spoke about the conflict between Zvizim, Makdimim, and Rav Am. So the Chayyavim brought a Raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Zvizim, Makdimim takes precedence over Rav Am. We then mentioned that the heater of the story with Reb Leib Eger. So one suggestion of the chiluk from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is that not all hidurim are the same. There's some hidurim which are intrinsic to the Maisa Mitzvah. They enhance the Maisa Mitzvah directly. They're part of the Mitzvah itself, and that will actually take precedence over his reason, like theme of the Mitzvahs. And then there are hidurim which are extraneous to the mitzvah. Barayv am hadras melech is not part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is not changed by the fact that there's more people or less people there doing it. But the idea that multiple people doing the mitzvah together is a kavod to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't change the quality of the mitzvah itself. So in that situation, Zvizim Makdimim takes precedence. But a scenario where the quality of the mitzvah, which will actually be enhanced if we wait, so there, in that situation, we can argue that that will take precedence over Zvizim Makdimim, which is a milah of the Hakdoma, the Kavanah given the Hakdoma, but the Maisa Mitzvah is done in a better way. That should take precedence. With that, we can explain the following. We discussed before, when we have a conflict between Kiddush Levana, doing it in the preferred option, which is Motzei Shabbos, and doing it earlier in the week, which would be Eim Avirin HaMitzvahs or Zvizim Makdimim HaMitzvahs. So we brought a machlokes whether one pushes it off to Motzei Shabbos or whether one should do it immediately. So the opinion which says that you push it off to Motzei Shabbos says, even though we have a concept of Zvizim Makdimim HaMitzvahs, but if the mitzvah is done in a better oifen when it's done Motzei Shabbos, it's the appropriate way to be Mekabel B'nei Shkinah. So therefore, that will take precedence, according to that opinion, over Zvizim Makdimim HaMitzvahs, the same way it takes precedence over Eim Avirin HaMitzvahs. Taking that a step further, there's some place going to say, let's say you have a option of doing Kiddush Levana tonight, all by yourself, you walk out, it's late, you realize that there's nobody else around, but the Levana is out, you can do Kiddush Levana tonight. Or you can wait till tomorrow night, in Shul, and you'll be able to do it together with the whole Tzibur. So based on what we're saying, we should say that the precedent should be to Zvizim Makdimim. However, we could argue that when it comes to Kiddush Levana, which is part of the process of Kiddush Levana, is the idea of being Mekabel Pnei Shekhinah. So part of the mitzvah itself is the Kabbalah's Pnei Shekhinah. When that's done with a group, that's a different type of Kabbalah. When you go out to greet a gadol, you go by yourself, it's a different type of Kabbalah's Ponim than you greet him with a group. So over here, the Rav Am can be an intrinsic part of the actual mitzvah itself. It's not just enhancing on a extraneous way, but it's a part of the actual mitzvah itself is enhanced by Rav Am. Similarly, a person has an option of Kriyas HaMegillah. He can do it with a large seeper a little bit later, or he can do it with a small group earlier. Since the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is for Pisumi Nisa, so doing it with a larger group is not just an extraneous concept of a Rebbe Amahadras Melech, but that is an actual upgrade in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Being Mepharsim, the Nais in a larger group is a greater act of Pirsum HaNais. And since the reason why we introduced the Chazal, the Tanakh, and the Chazal introduced the idea of Kriyas HaMegillah was because of Pirsum HaNisa, it would be appropriate to do it with a larger group. So the rule of thumb that the Chayyim gave us, Zvizim Makdimim, in regards to a halal, saying it with shakris over saying it with musaf, is not necessarily going to be a totally conclusive. There might be other considerations. A final argument is that scenario that Moore is saying that when the Rav Am of musaf is not a guarantee. In general, more people come. So maybe that but a case where Rav Am is guaranteed there'll be more people, and maybe it should be a different rule. So it's not totally conclusive like the opinion of the Chayyarim, because we can apply some arguments against his raya, or we can point out why his raya, even if it is correct, does not necessarily apply in all scenarios, because there are other considerations. So Halacha L'maaseh, Pirshus Rabbah, she should be discussing this with his local Orthodox rabbi. Have a good day.